This podcast is brought to you by All Family Pharmacy. This is your family pharmacy where you can get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics, and even your daily meds, all online. Go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10 to save 10% right now. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10.
Nothing gets you going in the morning like a good cup of Joe and a little Howie Carr, right?
We love Howie Carr, right?
I was referred to today as 1970s Boston.
Hey, paperboy.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. So, we played these cuts from Trump earlier today at the press conference. We said, never heard him put it in quite these blunt terms before about President Obama, Biden, Hillary being traitors for what they did in 2016, 2020, 2024. So finally, this afternoon, a spokesperson for Obama, Patrick Rodenbush, never heard of him. Is he the new chef on Martha's Vineyard? No, probably not. I wouldn't want that job. But anyway, this is from the spokesman for President Obama. Out of respect for the office of the presidency, our office does not normally dignify the constant nonsense and misinformation flowing out of this White House with a response. But these claims are outrageous enough to merit one. These bizarre allegations are ridiculous and a weak attempt at distraction. Nothing in the document issued last week undercuts the widely accepted conclusion that Russia worked to influence the 2016 presidential election, but did not successfully manipulate any votes. These findings were affirmed in a 2020 report by the Bipartisan Intelligence Committee led by then Chairman Marco Rubio. I don't follow the day-to-day ins and outs of the Senate Intelligence Committee, but I've heard that Mark Warner was the chairman, who was a Democrat, by the way. That he's the one who it was the chairman of the committee when they issued the report, not Marco Rubio. So they're taking some heat, quite obviously, if they issued this. I'm glad it caught their attention. So this is Barack Obama in 2018, 2 months before the midterms. Obama is continuing to bang the drum about the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax. Cut 22.
They're undermining our alliances, posing up to Russia. What happened to the Republican Party? Its central organizing principle in foreign policy was the fight against communism, and now they're cozying up to the former head of the KGB, actively blocking legislation that would defend our elections from Russian attack. What happened? See, utterly unwilling.
What isn't this the same guy who said, wait till Vladimir, I have to wait till after the election to do stuff with him? And then didn't Hillary have the big reset button? And didn't she give Russia 1/5 of the American uranium supply? And then didn't Russia give tens of millions of dollars to the so-called Clinton Foundation? And didn't Bill Clinton get $500,000 for lecturing a bank, doing one speech in Moscow, $500,000. And by the way, if Trump was in tight with Putin, again, these are old questions. You have to ask them every time they spout this disinformation again. How come there've been four presidents in the in the 21st century, Bush, Obama, Biden, and Trump, and then Russia invaded its neighbors during three of those presidencies. Which is the presidency that Putin didn't invade his neighbor in? I think we know the answer to that question. It's all nonsense. And yet these documents show that they wanted to go, that everybody from Obama on down wanted to go against the findings of the intelligence committees and just blame everything on Russia. 844-500-4242. So
President
Clinton. Oh man. So it's so bad. The Dems are so bad. George, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, George.
All right, Howie, great show. These Stephen Colberts of the world, to me, those jobs they had were just another form of affirmative action, unqualified clowns making money. You can put in the big book deals these Democratic left-wingers get, all that money. It's got to be a losing deal. Same thing like the WNBA. That's another affirmative action program where the league is just subsidized by other entities. They don't make any money. They're wearing T-shirts the other day at the All-Star game. They want to be paid. Well, if you want to be paid what you're worth, it's really zero because you bring in no money. And I just want to add to that. Like, they keep up bringing up Russia and China. I think a lot of we've heard issues and problems with China and Russia with eco-terrorism inside the country. They've arrested Chinese nationals. I wouldn't be surprised someday they'll throw a woolly mammoth into the Hokey-Fenokies or something. And if this is just a big problem we have with people just getting into our country and doing all kinds of crazy things to destroy America.
It's hey, they got a Russian locked up now, the feds do. She was bringing in bio-terrorist material or material that could be used that was totally forbidden. And then she's 31-year-old Russian woman, and they've got on her cell phone. She's asking, "How am I going to get this stuff through customs, comrade?" And they bagged her, and now she's claiming they don't know who's coming into this country, or they're trying to get a handle on it now. But for all these years, we didn't have any handle at all because they were all in on it. They wanted them to come in. Thanks for the call, George. Want another winning? This isn't the biggest win of all time, but it's a heartwarming, pleasurable win. July 21st, 2025. That was what, yesterday? It's the date the Biden administration's paper straw mandate was officially scrapped. President Donald Trump's Office of Management and Budget announced the rule ending federal agencies' ability to purchase and provide those lovely, flimsy, soggy substitutes that we've all come to hate. In 2021, President Joe Biden, or the auto pen, or whoever was in charge, announced that one of his environmental legacy items would be to phase out single-use plastics across all federal agencies by 2035. What this directive meant was that we would no longer be encumbered with plastic forks, cling wrap, styrofoam coffee cups, and certainly straws, at least the ones that worked. Replacing them were paper straws, replacing the old reliable ones. The alternative straws disintegrated halfway through a drink or even arrived at your table already soggy. We didn't vote or ask for them. Someone at the EPA, however, located in the bowels of Washington, decided they knew better than we did. As it has so often, many federal decisions were presented as moral. Moral. In 2023, Food Additives and Contaminants, that's a publication. You didn't know that. Neither did I, published a pair of peer-reviewed studies that found 90% of paper straws contain the so-called forever chemicals, PFAS, which are linked to various health issues, including hormone disruption and cancer. From the order, federal agencies shall not promote, purchase, or mandate the use of paper straws unless specifically required by statute. Good. Good. Biden's push for paper straws increased the annual procurement cost by over $6 million for an inferior product that underperformed and raised health concerns.
How dare you!
It's kind of the Biden regime in microcosm, isn't it? Everything they touched turned not to gold, but to excrement. This is the perfect metaphor for the modern culture war, says PJ Media. One side believes in pushing us toward what the state decided is morally right. In contrast, the other side treats us like adults and lets us make our own decisions. It's like Trump used to say about the electric cars on the campaign trail. You want an electric car? Go ahead and buy one. But the rest of us shouldn't be subsidizing it. It's the same thing with NPR. You could tell us we suck as much as you want, but don't send us the bill for telling us you suck. And don't make us pay for a symphony orchestra on your silly radio shows. And you don't need a sushi chef either. You can make do with a vending machine like the private sector does, okay? 844-500-4242. I don't understand why they're so angry. Why? What's wrong with any of the stuff he's been doing? Do you like being told you can't have a gas stove? Do you like being forced to buy a dryer that doesn't dry the clothes in under 4 hours? Do you like having a dishwasher that you have to wash the dishes before you can put them in to get clean? Is this an improvement in life? Any of these things? Do you like having toilets that you have to flush 3 times? Are you feeling tired, foggy, or low on energy lately? It might not be just stress. A lot of people are now turning to NAD Plus and Methylene Blue, two powerful products that help boost energy, clear brain fog. Looks like I've got some. Clear brain fog and get you feeling sharp again. Now you can get both from All Family Pharmacy. They make it easy. Fast shipping, no insurance required, and the prescription is included. They're helping people think clearer, feel better, and get their energy back. And All Family Pharmacy goes beyond that. This is your family pharmacy where you can also get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics, and even your daily meds, all online. With over 42 medications available, you choose what you need, and they'll take care of the rest. Go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10 to save 10% right now. Again, that's allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10. I'm Howie Carr.
Prescription jugs.
Follow Howie on X.
I've got to post a link with witty comment.
At Howie Carr Show. Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. For those who want a powerful self-defense option without resorting to deadly force, visit Byrna.com/Howie to save 10%. BYRNA.com/Howie. BYRNA.com/Howie. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is President Trump said today that Obama committed treason by trying to lead a coup against him after he won the 2016 election. Do you agree? Yes, no, or it was terrible, but it wasn't treason.
I can't believe we're even dignifying as Obama just said in response to that. Dignifying this nonsense and misinformation. I believe it totally, yes.
89% of the audience says yes. 7% say it was terrible, but it wasn't treason. And 4% say no.
All right. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, hey, Howie. I heard you talking about the plastic straws.
And that reminded me of, you know, in New Jersey, where I live over here, you know, Phil Murphy, he banned all plastic bags. And now you go shopping and you walk out of the place like you're a homeless person with dropping things. And it's just a terrible quality of life issue. And Jack Cittarelli, who's running now for the Republican on the Republican ticket, he wants to bring back plastic bags. And I believe that Republicans going forward, it would do well for them, you know, to focus on these quality of life issues, because people do care. People do not want to be walking out of stores dropping tomatoes on the floor. They want to have, you know, their normal lives as they used to have them, with the dishwashers and the showers and everything else too. The left just has it all wrong on this one.
I totally agree. I this was one of those things before COVID started. All these woke towns in Massachusetts were trying to get away from the plastic bags because they're bad for the environment. You know, a fish will eat one and he'll strangle. Oh. And so they were going to paper bags. Remember that? They were going to paper bags. That's it. And then they COVID arrived and they said, oh, we can't use paper bags. They're going to be infected. Please bring back your plastic bags. Wait a second. You passed an ordinance last year that you can't use paper plastic bags in the town anymore. It's the same thing with the masks. There used to be the signs would be up at the banks. They would be bolted into the walls. You cannot enter this banking establishment if you're wearing a mask per federal law, right? And then COVID panic arrives from Red China, and they have little paper signs taped over the bolted in signs telling you not to wear masks. You cannot enter this bank unless you're wearing a mask. I mean, would you bleeping make up your minds? I mean, I'm tired. What will I do now with my paper straw stock? You know what I'm concerned about? Someone brought me, when they were outlawing the plastic straws, someone, a VIP, brought me a big, giant box of Market Basket plastic straws. And they've been appreciating in value faster than my gold. And now the market's crashed. What am I going to do with all my plastic straws now that everybody can buy plastic straws? Johnny.
Blah, 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 blah.
Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, Howie, first off, thank God for paper bags. We never would have had the unknown comic.
Go ahead.
But, so the other day, after my Donald Trump did the one thing I wanted, defund NPR. That made me so happy. So I obviously had to listen to the show coming on at 11 o'clock, and I turned it on. Well, the usual two suspects weren't there. Andrea Cabral,
the plus-sized former high sheriff of Suffolk County?
Yes, it was comedy gold. Literally, they were interviewing a woman who said, you know, the way the country's going, democracy will end in 7 months. I'm like, I was crying laughing. And she was talking about one of her friends was going to a therapy, and now she started doing yoga on a daily basis.
Well, that's good. Meditating. That's good. Is there anything Trump can't do to improve people's lives?
It was comedy gold, Howie.
Oh man, it couldn't happen to a nicer group. I got a story here from PJ Media. Remember, I'd forgotten all about this. When Elon Musk bought Twitter X, he said that they would identify NPR as government funded media. Do you remember what happened? They had a meltdown. They pulled themselves off of Twitter because they were so insulted that they were called government funded media. Now, here we are, 24 months later, NPR is totally melting down because their government funding has been cut. Of course, the left is losing its collective mind over this. This is PJ Media, too. Leftist voices are screaming that defunding these outlets is tantamount to an assault on the free press, as if the First Amendment somehow guarantees a blank check from Uncle Sam. Newsflash, the Constitution protects against government interference in speech. It doesn't mandate subsidizing left-wing reporting. Exactly. I'm Howie Carr.
It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to Thought for Your Thoughts. I'm your host, Derry Merbles, sitting in for Nina Joplin, who is touring the country performing a spoken word opera about pear-shaped women.
844-500-4242. Again, they have every right to say that nonsense. You have every right to listen to it. Just don't send the rest of us the bill for it. 917, it ain't a free press if my tax dollars are paying for it. 919, now bring back the incandescent light bulbs. I'd go for that. I would definitely go for that because I'm about out of my stash. I still got a lot of plastic straws left, but I go through the light bulbs faster. But, you know, I've sort of gotten used to them. Used to the other ones, but I'd prefer to have the old ones back. Thomas Edison meant for us to use tungsten and to have the bulbs get real hot. Whether it's summer or winter, the bulbs get hot. 844-500-4242. Did you see that Seth Moulton, remember he said he made a mistake. He made a gaffe, meaning he told the truth inadvertently. He said, I have two daughters and I don't want them competing against guys in sports. And he was almost run out of the Democrat Party. And now he actually has a transgender running against him in the primary for next year. I don't think the guy's going to get anywhere. Did I just misgender him? Well, I don't think it is going to get anywhere against Seth Moulton. But,
excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
But now another Democrat has done the unspeakable. Rahm Emanuel, former congressman, mayor of Chicago, ambassador to Japan. He's kind of trying to test the waters. He's like a dark horse candidate. You know, how can he expect to really contend? He doesn't weigh 500 pounds and has $1 billion, unlike the governor of his state, Pritzker. He's not a gay guy who believes in racist roads like Buttigieg. Where's his lane? Now it's even smaller because he told Megyn Kelly yesterday that a biological male cannot actually become a woman. Oh my God.
You better watch your microaggressions, bro.
Can a man become a woman? He repeated back to Kelly on her Sirius XM show. Not, no. Kelly praised Emanuel for telling the truth and asked why other Democrats are hesitant to do the same. Because I'm now going to have to go into a witness protection plan, he joked. The Illinois Democrat also stated he does not believe minors should be on puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones. Cross-sex hormones. Wasn't there a Jimi Hendrix song, Crosstown Traffic? I think I prefer that to cross-sex hormones, stating people under 18 are too young to make a decision. Yep. Yep, they are. 844-500-4242. White House flips script on Hunter Biden's profanity-laced rant against Trump's immigration policies. This is what he said. Who do you think is going to put the food on your bleeping table? Who do you think washes your dishes, et cetera, et cetera? Who do you think does your bleeping garden? So this is what the White House said in response. Abigail Jackson, a White House spokeswoman. A Border Patrol agent was just shot in the face by two criminal illegal aliens that Joe Biden let into the country, but Hunter is more concerned about who is going to clean up his hotel room after one of his drug benders. This sort of callous, self-interested maliciousness from the entire Biden crime family is exactly why Joe Biden left office with record low approval ratings. Well put. Now, remember, you know how the hoaxes, that they used to have. They don't have them as much anymore. You know, black students would say there was a noose posted outside their dorm room, or someone would write the N-word, and then they'd look at the surveillance cameras, and it would invariably 100% of the time turn out to be the black student. And then they would just say, well, we can't do anything to them because they were just doing it to increase consciousness on campus of racial problems. Basically, racial problems were these people that were putting up the nooses and writing the N-word. Well, now we've developed a new kind of hoax with the ICE roundups. You saw the one in L.A. last week. They said that the woman had been kidnapped. She had been disappeared, to use their new word, disappeared by ICE. And they didn't know where she was. God, people were talking about this on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives. And they were having GoFundMes and give, send, goes and raising money for. And then someone, I think, started checking her phone, and they ran her down to a taco parlor in Gardena or somewhere. It was a hoax, a total hoax. And the mainstream media dropped the story like a hot potato. Well,
Taco Cannon.
Well, you know, if it happens once, it's going to happen again, and it has happened again. This is from Bill Malugin from Fox, who's really plugged in with ICE and PBS. It appears another hoax has been attempted. Family members of an 82-year-old Chilean man in Pennsylvania went to the media claiming ICE arrested him while he was renewing his green card in Philadelphia, that he died in ICE custody, that he was secretly deported to Guatemala. So first he died in custody, then they deported him to Guatemala. Kind of odd that they would deport him after he was dead. The story went viral online. It now appears it was all made up. I don't know if they've found him at the taco stand in Gardena yet or not. Maybe he's at a Philly cheesesteak shop in South Philly. The family has since gone dark and stopped responding to the press. Here's what happened since the story first ran in the morning call, of Allentown, PA, rag. Records in Chile show a man with his same name and date of birth died in Chile in 2019. Damn Donald Trump. Killed him. Killed him before he could even move to the United States to go on welfare. Guatemala says they have no record of him being deported to their country. DHS says there is no record of him appearing at any green card appointment in the Philadelphia area, and they say ICE never arrested him. DHS say they never deported him, and their only record of him entering the U.S. is in 2015 from Chile via the visa waiver program, not an asylum grant from the 1980s, as the family claimed. His granddaughter claimed he was sick in a Guatemalan hospital with pneumonia after ICE deported him, and that he was traumatized after first claiming he was dead. He was traumatized. There was a noose outside his hotel room. Oh, I'm mixing up my genres. A doctor at the hospital says there's no record of him being there. It's fraudulent. Here's the...
She said Broadway!
Oh, God. Hey, how was the food from Blondie's, guys?
Awesome.
It's really good. What'd you think, Jared?
It's fantastic. I love the cornbread. The mac and cheese was great. The pulled pork was great. It was phenomenal.
Everything. The double chocolate brownie.
The smoked turkey was great.
I've never had turkey like that. And turkey would be giving chicken a run for its money if all turkey was cooked that way. It's really a good place. Blondie's, it's in the old Red Wing Diner location in Walpole, just about a mile north of Patriot Place. It's on the southbound side of Route 1. Check it out. It's a great place to go. And go to their web address, and you can order online for takeout. They're getting a lot of takeout business when I've been down there, I've seen. 844-500-4242. Meanwhile, Grace and I will be in Woburn on Friday at the 110 Grill, 373 Washington Street. It's Grace's baby bash. You know, she's going to have a child soon, her second child. And this is her last remote before she goes on leave for a few months. So if you want to see Grace one more time before she goes on leave, come by. It's Friday, July 25th, just 3 days from now. We'll be there from noon until 6 p.m. Both shows. Call 781-385-4355 to make a reservation, 781-305-4355. If you spend $20, you'll get a complimentary copy of one of my books. You Understand American Paperboy, or maybe a few copies of Hitman, one of my best-selling New York Times books. And we will also have a limited number of these very special gag gifts from the Massachusetts State Police. Or they originally were from the Mass State Police. These are cheap knockoffs. But, you know, they're good for a laugh, I think. So if you get there early, you could get a Hitman or a Massachusetts State Police cup. Just give it, you got to spend $20 at the restaurant, and then you'll be entered to get your book. And I'll be glad to sign it, too. 844-500-4242. A couple of years ago, there was a terrible story in California involving two 19-year-old Americans, a boy and a girl, Anna Varfolomeva and Nikolai Osakin. They were dating. They were killed in November 2021 in Orange County by a guy named Oscar Eduardo Ortega -Anguiano. He was drunk, high, driving 100 miles an hour on the 205 freeway. The teens were burned alive. American teens burned alive. He was convicted on two counts of vehicular manslaughter while drunk and sentenced to just 10 years in prison for killing the law-abiding young Americans. He already had numerous felony convictions and had served time in California state prison system. After serving just 3.5 years in prison, the illegal alien Savage was set to be released. As a result, Justice Department prosecutors took the illegal alien thug into custody, charging him as an illegal alien who illegally returned to the United States after being deported. He was deported from the United States early in 2016. And again deported in June 2018. His criminal record includes felony convictions in L.A. for grand theft personal property and unlawful taking of a vehicle, and in February 2014 for false imprisonment for violence and deceit. Now he's going to prison, after which he'll be deported. Not that they can bring back the two Americans. But, you know, they're doing, they're, other than, you know, feeding Hunter Biden and wiping the rep from Vermont's rear end. They're doing a few other things, like killing Americans with impunity and getting away with it until Donald Trump became president again. Allergy season is here, and if you struggle with that season, you need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. We've talked a lot about odors, but the Thunderstorm can help with allergies too. One user writes, "I bought the Thunderstorm air purifier for my son, who has allergies. Since installing it in his room, he's had fewer problems and says the air smells cleaner. It is a great product for the price. And speaking of price, right now you can get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier 3-pack, so you will have one for every floor. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier is so small and light that you could hold it in your hand and plug it right into the wall. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money. Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just one unit. Fight back against allergy season now. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code Howie3. That's EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie3 for the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. I'm Howie Carr.
Leslie, would you like to take us out?
Okay. Please enjoy a song from the lesbian Afro-Norwegian funk duo Nefertiti's Fjord. Oh, wow. They are terrible.
Oh, yes, they're quite awful.
but they are lesbians, so.
Howie Carr will return.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by the 110 Grill. Warmer weather has arrived and the patios are open. My 110 Grill is in Wayland. Where's your 110 Grill?
Yum, 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 yum.
Howie Carr is back.
Eddie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hi, Howie. Two things, you know, listening to you come into my mind. That interviewer should have asked Hunter Biden if he had trouble painting with paper straws. I mean, it must have been a real effort for him on those masterpieces.
Yeah, you know, I would have asked him, Hunter, you know, you have so many fans out here in the art community. When is your next showing, your next opening going to be? When are we? What gallery will we be seeing you in? Because he's a very talented guy, right?
Yes, he is.
Thanks for the call there, Eddie. 844-500-4242. Let's play a cut about Harvard. I love him going after Harvard. And by the way, the judge who's hearing the case, Allison Burroughs, she's from Brookline. How do you think she's going to rule? And she is, Harvard wants to get its $2.6 billion back. And she's the one who ruled that it was okay for Harvard and UNC to continue to discriminate against white people in admissions and Asians in admissions. And she was overturned by the entire U.S. Supreme Court. But they went right back to her because they know she's going to just do the right thing. So I pulled her records today at the Office of Campaign and Political Finance. She gave $2,500 before she got on the bench. She gave $2,500 to various politicians in Massachusetts. $2,500. Would you care to guess how many of those dollars went to Democrats, Jared?
$2,500.
That would be correct. $2,500 out of $2,500. And you know, it's funny. She got the job, the hack job as a U.S. judge about 10 years ago. But before then, you look at her campaign contributions. Every Democrat candidate for governor back to 2002, she was given money to. Shannon O'Brien, Steve Grossman, Coakley, Riley, Deval Patrick. You know what that means? She was trying to buy a judgeship. That's all. Yeah, I mean, there's legal graft and there's illegal graft. But this is legal graft. You just keep throwing the money down and sooner or later you get lucky, and she got lucky. But this is Trump talking about, he knows he's going to lose this case. He's going to have to take it to the Supreme Court, just like they had to take the Harvard racism case to the Supreme Court. Cut 9.
Harvard's been given $7 billion. Can you believe it? $7 billion. And we want money to go to all universities, not Harvard. Harvard got more than anybody else. They have $52 billion. They get huge tax incentives and tax breaks on that $52 billion. But they have $52 billion, and they got $7 billion for a period of time. And we have a very hostile judge appointed by Barack Hussein Obama.
Allison Burroughs.
A very, very hostile judge who knows exactly right from wrong, but, you know, we expect to win it on appeal. She hasn't given a decision yet, but she's very hostile, and she was put by Barack Hussein Obama. And generally speaking, anybody that does that, we're going to have problems with. So we don't expect to have, we won the case yesterday. Anybody that was there that was a neutral would say we easily won the case. But a lot of the case and a big part of it's going to be how much money Harvard gets in the future. That's not part of the case. And they're not going to get very much.
You know, there's a story somewhere saying that it's going to cost Harvard $8 billion, the new tax increases on rich universities and losing all these federal grants, $8 billion. So that means they only got enough money for about 7 years. But that's okay, because democracy will be over by then, right? According to NPR, I'm Howie Carr.